baby. Sorry, I'm a little over the place. Yeah, no, what's up? We were supposed to have dinner at your place tonight, weren't we? No, it's fine. Is it okay if I'm a little late? Maybe an hour? You're the best. Yeah, no, I'm fine. No, sorry, I'm getting called away for a meeting. I'll see you tonight, okay? Baby. Yeah. I'm really sorry again for being so late. Well, I know I told you already, but... Yeah, no, whatever you're making smells so good. Yeah. Work. It was fine. Yeah. You really aren't gonna drop it, are you? Well, if you really wanna hear it, I'm on the breaking point of just being so stressed with everything. Yeah, I didn't want to stress you out with anything you're going through, so I kind of kept it to myself. I just didn't want to, I don't know, overwhelm you and put my stress on you or anything like that. I know you told me that every time something like this happens. I guess it does kind of go in one ear and out the other, huh? But you know I don't actually do that to ignore you, right? I just don't want to be a burden to you or anything. Thanks. No. I guess I did kind of need to hear that a lot. No, we were supposed to have dinner, right? Yeah, no, I guess dinner can wait a little bit longer. So, is this your plan the entire time? Get me on the couch to cuddle me so I can't go away anywhere? You're gonna force me to talk about it. I guess that is the only way I'm actually going to say anything, huh? Well, you know the project. The one I got, I guess, assigned by proxy. Yeah, I wasn't even supposed to be on it, but I guess somebody else pulled out, and I'm the only other one who knows anything about their position. No, you know I would be fine with it if I was getting paid extra, but Because technically it does fall under my job title. I can't. Yeah, I know, that's what I said. So much more stress though, because I'm having to learn a whole new position. I'm aware of things that they do, but it's different than actually being in the job, you know? Yeah. I guess I also felt really, I guess, lack of a better word, shitty, because I was so busy with work. I didn't make it to some of our dates, and I know over the phone I told you, and I know you tried to reassure me that it was fine and we could reschedule, but I know how much you look forward to our dates just as much as I do. Yeah, I guess after a couple of weeks of doing that, it started kind of getting to me, but it was a pyrrhic victory, I guess, because if I just say, oh, I'm gonna leave and just pick up the project and then go see you, I would be thinking about the project and the stress and not be present with you, so yeah, I've been kind of just really in my head. I know I should have told you. You kind of seem to ground me a lot. Yeah. It's what I probably admire most about you. When we met, it was always kind of just me being all over the place and kind of torn in 100 different directions. And you kind of always seemed to ground me just enough that I didn't go crazy. No. It means a lot to me, even if I don't voice it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better after talking about it. You know, I hate that you're always right? No, you're right about everything. Sometimes I think you're maybe in the wrong job. Yeah, you'd be like a fortune teller or maybe a therapist. Well, you always seem to know what's going to happen or what's going on, and you are really good at talking to people. I guess talking them down from a very, very manic spiral or just being someone that you can open yourself up to. It's nice, really nice. But I will always get exclusive rights. Obviously, I'm your girlfriend, dummy. I think I smelled I missed lunch. Yeah, I was so stressed out, I kind of just forgot to eat it. Okay, don't drag me, I'm walking. I love you.